Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Something we do on the Curry and Long podcast, on the last day podcast we do before a game. Normally it's Fridays, right? And we'll do it again this Friday, Ryan Horvath and myself. We do confident, concerned, and curious. And that's something that Rami Makhlouf came up with. I believe it was Rami Makhlouf came up with on the Wendy's Big Show years ago with Gary Ellis and Leroy Butler and myself. Now, Gary and Leroy never liked it, always hated it. But only because I liked it. After Rami and Baby Tausch and those guys were gone, it was just us three. They still let me do it, even though they couldn't stand doing it. So I'm going to do it here for the Bucks season going in. What am I confident about this Bucks season? I'm confident that this Bucks offense should be a top five offense in the NBA at the end of the year. I fully expect top five. If this offense is, say, 15th, then things went wrong. Either guys got hurt or something. Because I'm finding it hard to believe that with as much talent as they have, that they are not a top five offense in this league. I mean, everything lines up for this to be just an unbelievable offense. So from that perspective, I'm confident that this Bucks offense is going to be top five. Confident. Concerned? I'm concerned about health. That's what I'm concerned about going into the season. I'm concerned that these old dudes can actually stay healthy. And I'm concerned about Chris Middleton staying healthy. I'm concerned about Giannis staying healthy, right? I'm concerned about the wear and tear on Brooke Lopez. And is he going to be able to put together another healthy season coming off of last year? Can he put it together? Damn, Lillard is not getting any younger. Can he stay healthy throughout the year? That's what I'm concerned about, is the health of these guys, right? And it's one thing if you lose a guy for 2 weeks. Okay, fine. 2 weeks in December, don't care. No big deal. But what you can have happen is you can have guys being lost for the season. That's a big no-no. And you don't want to have guys lost for 3, 4, 5 months of the season and getting ready to come back to the playoffs, and they're still trying to get their legs under them, and they're playing 15, 20 minutes a night and trying to figure out their flow, and now you got to redo the chemistry of the team because they haven't been there all year. That type of stuff, kill you. It'll absolutely kill you going into the postseason. And I don't care who it is. If it's Milton out 5 months and now you're trying to reintegrate him into this offense, that's tough. That's tough. If it's Lillard, if it's Giannis, if it's Brooke Lopez, any of those starters, you take any one of the, maybe not Malik Beasley, but those four main guys, that is tough to try and integrate somebody in that hasn't been there all year and now is back just in time for the playoffs to start. And now you got to find your rhythm and chemistry with each other again. That's why it's such a big deal. These guys have got to stay healthy. They just have to figure it out. Curious. I'm curious to see how good this defense is going to be. That's what I want to see. I'm curious to see how good Brooke Lopez is going to look defensively. I'm not a big fan of Brooke Lopez playing out in space defensively and trying to slow down a guy outside from blowing by him or whatever the case may be and relying on somebody to cover up for him on the back end. Like, I'm not a big fan. So we're going to see how they utilize Brooke Lopez. We're going to see what this defense looks like throughout the course of the year because, as has been talked about to death, Lillard is not Holiday defensively. We all get that. The question is, how are they going to cover up for Lillard when he's having issues guarding somebody and somebody decides they're going to have themselves a day by trying to go at Lillard? And Lillard is going to try and have himself a day matching the points he's given up by throwing up a bunch of shots on the other end. And if he's going, fine. And if he's not, well, we'll see how that plays out. But that, to me, is what this all comes down to. Now, Draymond Green, talking about on the Warriors broadcast tonight, as they were playing the Nuggets, he was on the sidelines not playing. He's got sunglasses on inside. Somebody please one of these days explain to me why one has to wear sunglasses inside an arena at night. I don't get it, but either way. So he's got his sunglasses on, the whole deal. And Draymond's talking about how, hey, if we're a top 10, I think he said top 10 defense, top 5 defense, one of those, we're going to win a championship. Because that's the Golden State way. If we're top 5, top 10 defense, we know we can score with anybody. But if our defense is really good, we're going to win a championship. And from a Bucks perspective, it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. And that's what has to be said of, hey, we're top 5, top 10 defense. We should win a championship because our offense should be dang near unstoppable here throughout the course of a year. It should have one of the best offenses in the NBA this year. And if they don't, again, something went wrong. Something went sideways during the course of the year. So hopefully that doesn't happen. So curious to see how good this defense is going to be this year with Adrian Griffin and Coach Mutombo as their little defensive coordinator over there helping Coach Griffin.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.